While you're still trying to thaw out from yesterday's cold, rainy, miserable weather, many in Boston's urban planning world are thinking about heat. Cities, with all their buildings and pavement, can get hotter than surrounding areas and then stay hot at night. Extreme heat can be dangerous, even deadly, and with climate change increasing the number of really hot days, public health officials are worried. WBUR's Miriam Wasser tagged along on a mission to identify Boston hotspots block by block.
You ready?
Vernon Walker puts his car in gear and merges into the East Boston traffic. It's one of those muggy afternoons in early August where you can feel the heat radiating off the pavement. And it's exactly what David Sittenfeld has been waiting for. He's navigating from the front seat.
So we're going to go around Maverick Square T Station, then go up Meridian Street, and then we have a big loop that we're going to make for the next hour or so.
Sittenfeld works for the Museum of Science, which is one of a handful of organizations around the country with a federal grant to collect data about urban heat. He points to a contraption attached to the front passenger side window. It sort of looks like a selfie stick jutting out from the car.
This is a temperature sensor that we use to do the temperature mapping. It contains humidity sensors and a data logger.
This high-tech thermometer also has GPS, which will allow analysts to map hotspots down to a specific street corner, where even the shade of a big tree matters.
You're going to turn left here, yeah.
Sittenfeld says there are volunteers driving predetermined loops in 10 areas around Boston, Cambridge, and Brookline.
The city planners try to pick routes that have both a lot of built-up pavement and buildings, as well as ones that are covered with green space. And so we constantly are going through different kinds of areas. Yeah, just follow this truck here. We're going to be on this for a little while.
Most heat maps are made using satellite data about surface temperature. This project is measuring temperature and humidity 5 or 6 feet off the ground, people height, in order to capture how we actually perceive heat. The other thing that makes this project unique is that volunteers drive the same loop 3 times in one day, early morning, mid-afternoon, and evening.
From a health perspective, it's the evenings that tend to be problematic for people who either don't have air conditioning or maybe are older. You know, especially during heat wave, where you have those consecutive nights where it just doesn't cool down, that tends to be a problem.
Extreme heat kills hundreds of Americans every summer and sends tens of thousands more to the emergency room. Boston typically gets about a dozen days above 90 degrees every summer. With climate change, we could be looking at 90 days above 90 degrees by the end of the century.
If the city agencies really know on a block-by-block basis where the problems are going to be, they can devise solutions that are both geographically relevant and that are helpful for that local population.
This is Jonathan Levy. He teaches environmental health at Boston University and says that urban heat tends to disproportionately affect lower-income neighborhoods and the elderly. So having really localized data could be key to preventing heat-related illness and death.
The city needs to know where to provide cooling centers or where to find people who might be at heightened risk. And the more that we know about the places where these problems might occur, the more that we can target our efforts and be strategic.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thanks for schlepping over.
A few months later, on a cold November day, the results from all those drives in August are finally in. Sittenfeld opens his laptop and brings up a colorful map of Greater Boston.
So one of the hottest locations that we measured was in the Dorchester area near Ashmont.
The thermometer there registered 102.6, about 11 degrees hotter than the average temperature in the city at that time.
Everyone's experiencing heat, right? It's during a heat wave. Everyone was hot. We didn't find cold areas, but we found places that are, you know, up to 17, 18 degrees warmer in some cases.
And often, those really hot areas were only a few hundred yards away from a relatively cool one.
If we zoom in on our Museum of Science, we can actually also see interesting little microclimates from building to building, area to area.
Another microclimate? Downtown Boston. The data shows that areas near skyscrapers are often cooler than places a few blocks away, thanks to the shadows from the buildings. Having granular data like this will help city planners and communities figure out what to do as temperatures rise. Things like strengthening electrical infrastructure to keep the air conditioning on during heat waves, and even planting trees. The heat is coming, and by the end of the century, Boston will probably feel like Birmingham, Alabama. Sittenfeld and his team hope that data like this will help us survive the change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.